show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, podcasters.
Howdy.
Thank you
for
downloading.
Why do I do this?
Howdy.
Every time we start talking to podcasters, I feel like I need to be extra cool.
Yeah.
And so, well, but howdy's not.
Podcasters
even.
Are cool.
I know. You know what I mean? And so I feel like I need to up the ante.
Podcasters are definitely cooler than average radio listeners. I'm going to put it out there, podcasters.
Because you're a podcaster.
I'm totally a podcaster. And only podcasters are going to hear this. So, yeah. The thing I did want to mention today, I don't know if you saw this, but Channel 9 has announced they are bringing back Beauty and the Geek.
I love this so much. It
hosted
was such
by
a
Sophie
wholesome
Monk.
TV show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sophie Monk's obviously the beauty, if it were to be,
I guess so,
around her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it because it just brings two different worlds together and yeah. It's so much fun to watch.
Let's be honest, if Farmer Wants a Wife has the best strike rate for couples actually staying together and being happy,
yeah.
Beauty and the Geek would have to have the worst. Like, you could not get two opposite people
you're right.
to put together.
They might have a spark, but in real life, they're not going to work out.
It makes for fantastic entertainment and
yes.
we'll be all over it. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Enjoy. We're Cliffo and Gabby. Yeah, have a great day.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Really, really good news story involving Queensland Police.
I'm this is so the, ready for this.
It's the
aww. I love those stories.
You love it when
those
I bring
warm
out
warm and fuzzies.
I'm story
I've got
table.
My ready.
Okay, so it involves a North Queensland police officer by the name of Taylor. So she's a copper. She's got a younger brother by the name of Max. Now, mm-hmm. Max is stuck in lockdown in Victoria.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
7 years old, and he's the sweetest thing, and his big sister, Constable Taylor, really, really misses him.
I try and FaceTime him pretty often. I haven't seen him in a fair while, and sometimes I love him as much as if he was my own child. I really miss him.
Oh, that's cute.
Where's the first of the story? There's more to come. So because Max misses his big sister, and you can imagine how much a seven-year-old would look up to his sister who's become a police officer.
Yeah,
you know?
Coolest sister ever.
He's put together, and I'm sure your parents would have done this at some stage because, you know, you moved away from home relatively young. But he's put together a bit of a care package of lollies. But all the lollies, they all have a beautiful reason why he's giving them to his big sister who's a cop. So he's given her lifesavers for all the lives she saves.
Cute.
Smarties, so she can outsmart all the crims.
Nice.
Bubble gum, so everyone can help stick together on the force. Mints, to help keep you cool. And he's put them all in a bit like a tackle box or whatever.
All different sections.
And, yeah, so apparently they've displayed that at the police station. All the police are like, oh, my God, that is the sweetest thing ever. And they're going to put together a bit of a police pack to send down to Max. There was one lolly.
This is the best pen pal ever.
Best ever, right? Mm. There was one lolly that he did put in the box that I was a bit questionable over. Mm. And if it didn't come from a seven-year-old, you'd be really worried. He put bullets in there. He said, I'm putting bullets in so you can save yours and take one of these instead. Please, I don't recommend sending bullets to police officers unless you are their seven-year-old. Even if they're chocolate, unless you're their seven-year-old brother.
Yeah,
any type of bullets
one.
To a Queensland police officer, don't recommend it.
Very clear that social distancing is still going to be around come Christmas time. So, Cliffo.
Oh, mate, at the least.
Where does that leave Santa? How are we going to do Santa meet and greets if social distancing is still in place?
This is something that I haven't thought of at all until this point in time. And it's something that is so important. Like, my daughter's six, so we have, you know, 6 years of Christmas photos with
Santa. Of Santa's knee.
My son was in, you know, he was only a baby, but he's on the Santa photo from last year.
Totally. Well, this year, I don't know if you're going to be able to sit on Santa's knee because social distancing is very, very much a thing, and we don't want Santa to be getting sick now. What they have brought to the table, though, is Zoom video calls with Santa.
Okay.
So this is something that parents are able to book in now because, you know, Santa's time isn't forever. You have to book 12 minutes in with him, and it's going to cost you $199 for a one-on-one session. There are other options, though. Like, they'll also have video recordings available.
The North Pole ain't cheap to fund.
The North Pole ain't cheap. So you can book your spot. You've got 12 minutes. You can have your kids sit down with Santa, have a one-on-one conversation about what they want come Christmas time. But I've had... been having to think about it. I think we need to set out some ground rules before these Zoom chats start, because we all know that Zoom chats can go downhill very quickly if
so
you're
true.
Not doing it correctly. So if you are setting this up for your kids to chat to Santa, rule number one.
I find this ironic that you're setting the rules too, because you are the worst Zoomer. You're the worst.
I also have no kids.
Gabby,
but...
mute your mic.
Well,
Gabby, we can see you.
Rule number one. Rule number one is make sure you and your kids are wearing pants.
Yeah, okay.
Because, yeah, the camera might be positioned from waist up, but Santa sees all. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. Rule number two, make sure the kids are prepped with a succinct agenda and wish list. No one wants to be wasting time, and when they've only got 12 minutes, you don't want the Zoom to end before they've had a chance to ask for that Tonka truck. It's only going to end in tears. And rule number three, no matter how much you want to, do not yell at Santa. I don't care if there's a heap of background noise with Mrs. Claus cooking or Rudolph wanting a carrot. Yelling, mute your mic, will only get you on the naughty list.
Mute your mic, Santa. Mute your mic.
Ask politely.
How much did you say the Zoom call was?
$199.
For how long?
12 minutes.
Last time I paid that much for a bit of company
over
the phone,
I don't want to know.
It was a very different phone call, Gabby.
Oh, man, The Bachelor is dramatic this time around. We've had COVID, we've had catfights, we've had all of the above. Steph.
All of the C's.
All of the C's. Steph was unfortunately eliminated last night. She didn't get a rose. She is now a Brisbane girl, and she joins us right now. How are you going, Steph?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. So how long have you been in Queensland for?
I've been up here about 6 weeks or so now. Like, I moved up. My hotel quarantine nice and safely, and now I'm a Brizzy girl.
Because you were Victoria, and obviously we are the better state at the moment, so we get it.
Look, I originally did plan to move to WA, but those borders were very sharp when I got back from that. So, look, I'm Queensland now. I'm not mad about it, though.
We're not mad about it either, because you are a gorgeous girl. You proved it throughout The Bachelor. There was a bit of fighting on the show too, and I feel like we haven't seen the full story. I feel like what was shown on The Bachelor wasn't necessarily everything that happened between Irina and Bella. This was a little bit of what we did see.
Irina, I don't trust you anymore.
And
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Trust you.
Then great. Friendship done. I'm f***ing over your bullshit, to be honest. You're a manipulative little bitch.
It was very spiteful.
Speak
over
with venom, don't they?
Yeah, and it was over something so minor to what we know of. What's behind the scenes? What did we miss?
So much goes on that you guys don't see, and especially this season with lockdown and everything, so much happened, and I think it just come to like a boiling point for the both of them. I know that Irina said a lot of things to me about Bella, and I ended up asking Bella if that was true, and she was like, whoa, all of this stuff has been said and it's completely been fabricated. So I think that was kind of like, yeah, that might have set fire to it a little bit.
I almost feel like I'm back in high school again. Like, Irina said this about Bella.
I know, but like, look, when we left the mansion, Irina said some pretty nasty things.
Yeah, fair call. One last question for you, Steph. I did want to ask. There is a particular guy that seems to be showing up on your Instagram a lot when I've scrolled back.
What?
His name's Daniel. What's the go? Did you have someone before you went into The Bachelor?
Oh, I love this. Daniel, I'm not Daniel's type.
Oh, gotcha.
Daniel's definitely down for...
Gotcha.
Daniel.
So he's just a BFF.
Yeah, I love him to death. Daniel is...
He's very good looking.
Yeah. Oh, he's gorgeous. Hit him up, boy.
Oh, so good. All right, Lockie chooses his top five ladies on The Bachelor. It's all gone down. It does return tonight, 7:30, only on The Win Network. For now, Steph, thank you so much for your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. Good chatting to you.
On 13 1060, we want your creative teeth pulling ideas, because I have a passion for pulling teeth. I love it. I love pulling wobbly teeth out of kids' mouths.
If you were a serial killer,
I know.
You'd be like,
I have the traits.
The tooth puller.
But my nephew's been teasing me.
This is one tooth fairy you don't want to visit.
That's a good movie. No, my nephew's been teasing me on FaceTime with his wobbly tooth. It's hanging by a thread, and I just want to reach through the phone and yank it out. But I want to know about the creative ways you can pull a tooth.
I mean, it was always talked about when we were kids, but who actually went through with it?
The doorknob, yeah.
Yeah, the doorknob was one. My dad came in with a pair of pliers once, never eventuated, but it was always a threat. Corby, you're a kid, Corby. How old are you, mate?
I'm 11.
11-year-old Corby. Okay, so was this your tooth that was creatively pulled?
Yes.
So what did you do? How did the tooth get yanked out of your mouth?
I would tie dental floss to my tooth, then tie it to a nurse bullet, and then put it in a nurse gun, and then shoot it out.
Wow.
You shot a nurse gun, and that pulled your tooth out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Who came up with that idea? Was that your idea?
No, my dad was on Facebook one day just
going
through.
Yeah. I've heard of pigs shocked. Flying, but teeth flying, that's a new one. Thank you for the call, Corby. Amanda on 131060. Amanda, it turns out the Nerf gun shooting the tooth?
Yeah.
That's a bit of a thing.
Yeah, morning. We did the same thing, so that's hilarious and such a coincidence because we had the Tooth Fairy visit last night as well. But we've done the door as well, and last night it was, you know, had this little tooth that's been wobbling for a few weeks now. It's been really persisting me, and I just got some paper towel and pulled it out.
Wow.
So do you try a different creative way of doing it each time? You've done the doorknob, you've done the Nerf gun. What's next?
It's all novelty for me at the moment. It's my first child, and she's just turned six, so, you know, I'm up to tooth number five, but done a few different things, but yeah, the Nerf gun was definitely the funny one.
Maybe tie it to the car next time.
Has anyone got a bowling ball we can borrow? Gabby, Australia is collectively losing its mind at a video that's doing the rounds at the moment of how the cheap, like $4.80, $5 mud cakes are made at Coles and Woolies.
Yeah.
Yeah, the simple mud cakes, usually you got chocolate on the top, bit of a white swirl. They put plastic all around it.
Yeah.
They're an Aussie staple.
You know, to me, I never thought they were mass produced. I thought grandma was sitting there with her flour and eggs and baking each individually.
Yeah.
And so I'm shook.
You could not be more wrong.
They don't taste mass produced, do they?
So the truth is that all of them are pretty much made on a massive production line.
What?
That's robotic. And yeah, you'll often see videos of, like, cars these days are all put together by robots.
Mm.
Turns out Woolies mud cakes, the exact same thing. This video, it was uploaded to TikTok, an account called @foodfactoryoz, and it just shows this huge conveyor belt of all of the baked cakes, and then these arms come out and they clamp around the cake and then throw the cake into the icing, let it drip for a sec, then throw it back onto the conveyor belt. It's really full-on stuff, and it's the kind of video, like, you could watch it all day.
Yeah.
It's kind of mesmerizing.
Nice, they're rough with the cake.
They're rough with the cake, but hey, you know, it turned out okay. Did get me thinking, though, how Australian is the $5 Coles or Woolies mud cake?
Saved many an occasion.
Saved many a morning tea.
Yep.
A school fete.
A forgotten birthday.
A birthday.
Sometimes even a wedding cake is made out of them.
The list goes on, and I think we just need to take a minute to celebrate the $5 Woolies mud cake. Australians all, let us rejoice. The cake that's the tight ass choice. If you don't got $5, then you're shit out of luck, cause a non-muddy snack just sucks. The best morning tea, your co-workers will flee to a slice of the nation's fave muddy. And for the lazy parent or the birthday forgotten, the road to Woolies is a path well trodden. Yes, some say the nation was built on the sheep's back, but in that notion, there is one small crack. It's Aussie, it's ours, for goodness sake. Where would we be without the Woolies mud cake?
Where would we be? We'd be a lot skinnier. That's where we'd be.
All I can say is Banjo Patterson.
Eat your heart out,
son. Eat your heart out. The Hit Breakfast Show.